Logos appear. Legendary Digital. Contradiction. Legendary Digital Studios presents ADR2, Contradiction Films Production. Title: Dead Rising, Endgame. President Obama addresses the camera.
There's a serious disease.
A montage of attacking zombies. Credits: Jesse Metcalf.
But we can't give in to hysteria or fear.
A violent crowd runs in the street.
Because that only makes it harder to get people the accurate information they need.
Marie Avgeropoulos, Ian Tracy.
I trick you to the antidote drug.
Keegan Connor Tracy, Jessica Harmon. Patrick Sabongi, Camille Sullivan, Jim Torborn.
5,000 feared trapped inside.
With Billy Zane as Rand, and Dennis Haysbert. Casting by Junie Lowry Johnson and Libby Goldstein, Monica Kelly. Canadian casting by Tiffany Mock, music by Rich Walters, costume designer Stephanie Nolan, edited by Justin Lee and Jamie Allen. Production designer Bob Bottieri.
We've worked very closely with Phenotrans to improve how we treat infected.
Director of photography Dave Peltier.
We will implant them.
He holds a tiny chip.
This chip contains a highly concentrated supply of zombies.
Chip implantation is now.
Associate producers Todd Giroux, Bob Bottieri, Jamie Allen. Line producer Chris Foss. Executive producers Thomas Harlan, Thomas Lasinski, Haruhiro Tsujimoto, Kichiro Urata.
Websites claiming that more than 300 people are now unaccounted for.
Chase the army.
Chase Carter.
Searching for his producer, Jordan Blair.
Produced by Tim Carter.
Nobody was ever found.
Many believe she was the first victim.
So proof.
Based on the video game created by Capcom. Written by Michael Ferris and Tim Carter.
Where are the missing persons?
Jordan!
Where's Jordan Blair?
Directed by Pat Williams. Caption: East Mission Quarantine Zone. 2 years after outbreak. Monday, 4:27 p.m. A taxi with broken windows sits in the middle of a street between abandoned buildings and other broken-down and rusting cars. A young girl in a yellow jacket and holding a stuffed animal walks past the taxi and into the middle of the street. She kneels to grab a striped toy ball on the pavement. She straightens back up, her face in profile. She turns her head, revealing peeling and decaying skin on the other side of her face. She slowly turns to look at an approaching military vehicle. The front seat.
Oh, what? Fucking kidding me? Kid's a walking disease bag, no different than the rest of these motherfuckers.
He hits another infected.
Just not all that cool.
He looks behind to shackled passengers.
You learn. Don't think about it too much, right? We're transport, just transport. In this goddamn town, that's troubling.
The vehicle drives through deserted streets. An infected man ambles past a building. Two men run out from behind a fire truck and kneel behind another car.
Chase, we gotta get out of here. There's fucking Z's everywhere.
We're not going anywhere until I get what you promised me. You said you guys would be here. Where are they?
They'll be here. Trust me.
Better be.
Both men glance around their surroundings. Chase pulls something from his pocket and puts it to his ear.
How's it feel?
You in yet?
Yeah.
In a van.
We hear you, Chase. How about some
Chase holds a camcorder. In the van, the video comes up on a monitor.
Gotcha.
They're there. See, I told you they'd be here.
The vehicle comes into view.
I can't see inside.
They're there. It's part of the deal.
Yeah, we're doing the missing persons piece. So if I can't see the goddamn hostages, we don't have a store.
The vehicle turns into a garage.
Where are they taking them?
How am I supposed to know? All I know is that they don't come back.
Chase digs in his pocket.
Here's your money. Wait, you can't leave me here alone.
Chase looks at him, then pulls a gun from his side and hands it to the other man.
You'll be fine. I'm going in.
Wait, what?
Chase runs from behind the car and across the street.
Chase, don't go in there.
As he reaches the garage door begins to lower. Chase ducks under the door.
We gotta get the
exchange on camera.
God damn it, does he listen to anyone?
You're dating them. Not this week.
Chase peeks around the side of a pillar. A soldier hops out of the vehicle. Outside, another vehicle enters the garage. Chase hops onto a ramp and moves low to the ground. Kneeling down, he pulls the camcorder from his coat and holds it up. A smaller vehicle drives up and parks. Chase watches intently from his spot. A man in a military uniform steps out of the car. The two women watch the footage on the monitor.
Look who it is.
General Allen fucking Lyons.
General. The camcorder records Lyons and another man.
It's what we owe the honor.
How are things going for you, Skinner? Getting everything you need?
We're fine.
Oh my God.
You know what I need?
Who are the prisoners?
For my covert ops to remain covert.
You exist to provide a pipeline for Leo Rand. An invisible pipeline. When you become visible, your reasons for existing end.
What the hell are we looking at?
The dark-haired woman types.
Well, that's the reason for the visit.
To make sure you understand the importance of not being stupid.
I don't know yet. I've let you down.
You know, I don't mind that your product pays for...
They start to walk away.
I've seen...
Chase creeps from his spot.
General Lyons is allegedly supposed to be in Washington, D.C. all week.
You hacked his personal schedule.
Want to know what he had for breakfast?
Chase sneaks up.
My people also tell me that you have a problem moving more bodies.
That deal was supposed to end weeks ago.
None of us have ever been thrilled about moving.
A soldier slides a duffel of white bags.
Afterlife is close now. This may be the last group you move through the zone.
What the hell is going on here?
All right. What happens to our little agreement once...
Let me go.
A man is thrown on the floor.
Found this one outside.
Yeah.
He shows the gun.
One of yours?
Oh, fuck me.
Anybody else out there?
Nah, he's by himself.
Hey. Can you talk to anyone?
No, no, I swear. I just came back to work, okay? I needed the money. I wanted the work.
He's seen this. He's seen me.
A soldier aims a gun.
Whoa.
No guns.
Chase continues to record from his hiding spot, his face tense.
Hey. You're alright. One of us.
The informant looks up and meets Chase's eyes. Skinner moves to stand behind the informant. Pulling the informant's head back, Skinner slashes the man's throat.
Oh, fuck. Chase, get out of there.
Get out of there now.
Hey, Skinner.
Chase dashes away.
Handle it.
I got it.
Chase, get to the pickup.
The women scramble to the front seats. The van speeds away. Chase sprints across a ramp. He slips down a narrow slide. A man and woman push open a chain-link fence and run through. Chase jumps over low machinery and slides under a conveyor belt. His pursuers aim guns down aisles of shelves as they run past.
Take note of all present, Captain. Once Afterlife is executed, this pipeline needs to be sanitized.
Yes, sir.
The military captain walks away. Chase runs from one empty room into another. He catches sight of a side door covered in clear plastic and pushes through it. He secures a bar across the door, then slowly walks backward. He falls into a pile of plastic bags, then jumps up. He pulls out a flashlight and illuminates a bloody hand reaching out from piles of undulating bags. He turns and sees an approaching zombie. He grabs a nearby chair and uses it to push the zombie away. The man and woman search an empty room. Chase rams the top of the chair into the fallen zombie's mouth. The man and woman stop with their backs to the plastic-covered door.
What?
In the room, the zombie flails while Chase glances at the outlines of his pursuers. The woman shakes her head.
Nothing.
She indicates another door.
Let's try over here.
Chase flips the chair and slams a leg into the zombie's eye. Chase steps away from the zombie and searches the floor. He grabs his flashlight, then runs across the room to an exit. Outside, He sprints past the garage entrance. A soldier runs out.
He's on the street! Let's go!
A large military jeep emerges from the garage and turns onto the street. Chase appears around the corner of a fenced lot, passing abandoned vehicles. He runs down a dark and narrow alley, turns a corner, then presses his back against the wall. The jeep passes the alley entrance and Chase heaves a sigh. He moves from the wall and turns. He freezes, then shakes his head.
You gotta be kidding me.
A zombie ambles toward him. Chase moves to a metal pipe on the wall. He struggles to pull it off and braces a leg against the wall. He pulls the pipe free then stumbles back. He turns to the zombie, then swings at the zombie's face. The zombie barely stumbles. He swings again. Chase holds the bar across the zombie's neck as the zombie pins him against a wall, biting at the air. Chase spots a broken pipe jutting out from the opposite wall then shoves the zombie back. The broken pipe juts out from the zombie's chest. Chase begins to walk away and the zombie reaches for him. Chase turns back around then swings his pipe at the zombie's head. The zombie's body goes limp and Chase tosses the pipe. Chase turns, then runs down the alley and into the daylight. He runs between buildings and pushes into some double doors. Pressing the doors shut, he turns to lean against them.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
He runs out of sight. Chase exits a building. The dark-haired woman jumps from the van and runs to him. They hug.
Oh my God. Don't do that to me, okay? Don't do that to me.
She slaps him.
Don't you ever do that to me again! You scared the shit out of me! Now get in the car.
Chase jumps into the back of the open van.
Let's go.
Go, go, go!
Footage of the informant's murder plays on a computer screen. In a newsroom, a middle-aged man watches the video and fidgets.
We can't run this.
You mean you're too afraid to run it?
The lawsuit here would bury this network.
Now the lawyers tell us what's news.
Everything runs through my office. Don't waste your time unless this is airtight. You screw this up, and the army will own our ass.
The lawyer stands and walks away.
You pussy.
Thank you. We got lions involved in a possible human trafficking ring and complicit in a murder execution. What more do you need?
Forget the lawyers for a second. You want to accuse a two-star general of murder and go toe-to-toe with the U.S. military over some dark footage and crappy audio? Do you want to be the next person who disappears?
I'll take my chances.
Yeah, I'm not going to put this program and my A-team in the military crosshairs. It's my job to protect my reporters, even from themselves.
So we what? We sit on this? You know, we do another propaganda puff piece on Phenotrans humanitarian efforts?
People's lives and reputations are on the line. And you don't even have a story yet. Who are those prisoners? Who the hell is Leo Rand? What the fuck is Afterlife?
They're abducting people. And they killed someone. My source. Our source. But apparently I'm the only one in this room with the balls to do something about it. No offense, Jill.
Jill tilts her head.
You're out of control, Chase. You a journalist or a vigilante? Because you seem more interested in chasing ghosts than facts. Or have you forgotten what happened to your last partner?
Hey, don't even go there!
Jordan Blair is gone, Chase, and she's never coming back.
You don't know that.
The editor stares, then leaves.
You don't know that!
Chase swipes at some papers. He turns and begins to walk away through the newsroom. The dark-haired woman follows.
Chase.
He turns to face her.
You know, I could have used a little support back there.
Oh, don't give me that shit. You know I support you more than anyone else. Look, are we a team or am I just along for the ride? Because this one-man crusade is really starting to look like a suicide mission. You know I'm invested in this. You know I would love nothing more than to watch these guys burn to the ground, but I won't watch you get yourself killed. And if that's what you're gonna do, then you have to do it on your own.
She walks past him. Jill approaches slowly, lips pursed and eyebrows raised.
Bear?
Yeah.
In a bar, Chase and Jill sit at a table. A waitress brings them two shots.
Collins was right. I was so hell-bent on getting a story, I didn't see how my actions could hurt other people.
Sandra will get over it.
Not Sandra. Jordan. She told me not to go into that tent, and I did it anyway. I left her.
Chase, it's not your fault. We know that Phenotrans is responsible for the East Mission outbreak, that the U.S. Army covered it up.
But I failed. Lyons was never held accountable, and Phenotrans has only grown stronger. I mean, this is like Iran-Contra all over again. The U.S. military is using drug dealers to do their dirty work, and people are disappearing.
Yes, this is the reason why I got into journalism, to break stories like this. You said it yourself, we need to go back in. You're the only one crazy enough to do it. So when you're done being a little girl, you'll let me know.
Jill stands and walks to the back of the bar. Chase runs a hand over his face. A bathroom stall opens and Chase walks out to the sink. A man with a satchel enters.
Hey, I don't have a lot of time to explain. You're in a lot of danger right now. You should come with me.
Yeah, have another one, buddy.
Chase begins to leave.
I know who you are. You're Chase Carter. I know what you saw. Afterlife. Who the hell are you? I'm George Hancock. As of a couple hours ago, I was a senior exec at Phoenix.
George walks ahead and peers into the bar.
Come take a look.
Chase walks forward and looks to see armed men walking through the bar.
Fuck me. Yeah.
George leads him to a door. A man in the bar sees them as they leave.
Right here with me.
Chase Carter!
He runs after them. George and Chase see police cars out of the front lobby window. They run up a flight of stairs. The man from the bar runs up the stairs. People in uniforms and carrying guns follow. Reaching the top of the stairs, George leads Chase down a long narrow hallway. Chase glances behind as he goes. The pursuers make it to the top and follow into the long passageway. George reaches a window at the end of the hall and he and Chase climb out onto the fire escape. They wind their way up the metal steps and up a ladder. George hops onto the roof followed by Chase. Chase reaches for George.
What the fuck's Afterlife?
It's their logical conclusion to Project Watchtower. Phenotrans developed it. Military control.
They reach a side ladder.
You've seen too much already.
They climb on and make their way down onto a lower platform. The man from the bar reaches the roof's edge and aims his gun.
Carter!
A bullet ricochets off the ladder railing and Chase jumps down. He follows George through a door then latches it closed. They burst through another door leading outside. The man from the bar tries to pull open the latched door. He raises his gun. The door swings open. George runs to a parked car and gets in the front seat. The man from the bar reaches the edge of the building and raises his gun. The car zooms away.
Son of a bitch!
The man pulls a phone from his pocket and holds it to his ear.
Captain?
We missed him, sir.
It looks like someone warned him.
Find out who.
Yes, sir.
Extreme prejudice, Captain. Understood?
Of course.
George makes a sharp turn as Chase looks out the back window.
Thanks. How'd they know where to find me?
They know everything, man. Phenotrans got a hold of that footage you sent to the network. Caused quite a panic.
Well, what's Phenotrans' involvement?
They're secretly funneling drugs to the outside in exchange for test subjects.
Like test subjects? You mean people who are infected?
No, not necessarily. They need to know that Afterlife works under real-life conditions, right? So the Army, they just seize out whoever they want. claim they turn Z. Who's going to argue with it? Everyone who is infected has a chip, right? It cures 1 to 3 years of Zombrex. Released daily, it prevents the user from becoming a zombie. Released all at once.
Overdose.
Exactly right.
So Phenotrans can kill anyone with a chip?
We designed it as a failsafe. If you had a problem, you could prevent an outbreak just with the push of a button.
Genocide. Mass murder.
That was the army. That wasn't us. Once they had the tech, they wanted to use it. Kill the host, kill all the hosts. The virus dies along with it. No more virus, no more zombies. The greatest existential threat in human history vanishes with the flip of a switch. That's Afterlife.
We're talking about roughly 1.5 million people. So when's it supposed to happen?
The clock's ticking. Chip activation is set for 7 p.m. tomorrow. Now listen. Afterlife is essentially software. It's controlled from a secret base inside East Mission City. I need to get there, shut those servers down.
Why'd you come to me?
I hear you've been going inside the wall for months. You are the only person outside the army who can get me in there.
He parks.
Jesus.
Chase digs into his pocket and pulls out his phone.
Sandra, don't talk. Just listen. You need to get out of your house. Get Jill and meet me at G's. You know where it is. And don't say anything to anyone.
A rooftop.
Who the hell is Chase Carter?
He's a reporter. Why?
You think you're the only one with spies? He knows about Afterlife.
How do you know this?
I run a $1 trillion company. If a story could harm Phenotrans, I hear about it. Absolute secrecy was one of the conditions of our involvement. I'm shutting the project down.
No. We launched already.
That was a huge mistake.
No. Building Afterlife and not using it, that would be the mistake. If only a small portion of the carriers read some conspiracy theory and removed their chips, the program fails.
I won't allow it.
Lyons tilts his head, the blonde woman. He moves closer.
No. $1 trillion buys a lot of things. But the power to give me orders is not one of them. Chase Carter has forced our hand.
He turns toward the street and the woman walks away. A man sits on a couch playing a video game. He glances at the door but looks back to the TV screen. He leans forward holding the game controller. He picks up a shot, downs it, then hops over the back of the couch. He grabs a gun from a shelf next to the door and aims it as he cracks the door open. Chase and Sandra eye the gun.
I need a favor, but it's dangerous. And the army's all over our ass.
The man inside smiles.
Sounds like fun.
Mi casa es su casa.
He opens the door wide. Chase walks in. Jill and Sandra pass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He stops George.
Who's this shady looking dude?
It's Cole. George Hancock.
This is the help. Get in here, man.
George passes. The man looks outside then closes the door.
I just ran a background check on him. He is who he says he is.
This guy's been ex-Phenotrans for what, 5 minutes? How are we supposed to trust him? Look, what he says is true. We need him.
You don't have to like me, man. But are you willing to stand by and let 1.5 million people get murdered?
What are you? How are you gonna feel if someone you love is chipped?
I'm chipped, so you'll forgive me if I'm reluctant to hop into bed with one of the assholes that made them.
You know they're tracking that.
I made a few modifications. They're not seeing me. But thanks for the...
Sandra reveals a black patch on her shoulder. Jill looks at George.
How long?
24 hours. That started 11 hours ago when you pulled that little stunt at the warehouse.
I don't like this, Chase.
Garth smiles.
But I like you.
Chase smiles back.
Screw it. This guy stinks, but friends don't let friends go through Z-Town alone.
Garth walks to a chest and opens it. An assortment of guns lay inside. Garth picks a shotgun.
That's what I'm...
He hands it to Chase.
Besides, still owe you for that thing.
Not after this.
Chase checks the gun chamber. Sandra stares at Chase. He looks up and meets her gaze.
What choice do we have?
Sandra stares for a moment, then averts her eyes. She closes her laptop and looks back at him.
What's the plan?
George places a tablet with a map on the table.
Straight from the source.
This is our access point. It's the safest route I know. We need to stay underground as long as possible and get across the city as fast as we can.
The server farm is located right here. It's an old VA hospital right in the middle of the quarantine zone, 9 miles from the wall, surrounded by 15,000 infected. If we get across the city, we're going to access the building through Ward C. I've got the passcode, which will get us in through the emergency exit. Then we're going to head up to the fourth floor where the server farm is located. You got to understand now that Afterlife needs 24 hours to sync all of the chips so it can administer the overdose to every carrier all at once. That's our window. Once we're inside, we need to take care of the techs that monitor the system. There's two doctors and 11 guards that provide security to the whole building, so we'll need to find a way around them too. They got people thinking that the wall was built to keep the zombies contained, but I know the wall was built to protect the server farm.
Once we're done, we'll have Chuck extract us with his chopper. His daughter has a chip. He'll want to help.
Okay, so what do we do when we get there? Just blow it up?
No. You destroy those servers, Afterlife is triggered immediately. We need to get in there and shut the servers down, freeze them up.
So you freeze them with some type of virus or malware?
Yeah. Think you can swing it?
As soon as I understand the system's architecture, yeah, I should be able to handle it.
There you go. Straight from the source.
He holds a flash drive. Sandra reaches for it slowly.
I had a bad feeling about this right from the get-go. I thought I'd snatch that up, keep it for myself.
13 hours. Better get going.
Sandra looks at her laptop screen, then up to Chase.
I think I can do this.
I'll call you back.
Lyons exits a building. He walks toward the blonde woman from the roof who stands a ways off. A man in a suit approaches her as well.
Carter's source is George Hancock. He works for you.
George Hancock?
Check his home and office right now.
Destroy him or discredit him immediately.
Call off Afterlife. You can't pull the trigger with Hancock on the loose.
We're talking about the survival of the human race. If push comes to shove, I will stand before the American people and explain why it was necessary.
Hancock knows we created the first outbreak. Are you prepared to tell the American people you destroyed an entire city so you could take control of Homeland Security? Call it off.
Put your dog on a leash, and then we'll talk options and show some goddamn respect.
Lyons walks away while the man in the suit approaches.
Where the hell is George Hancock?
At Garth's, Jill examines a handgun.
Hey, Jill.
Chase walks toward her.
I need someone on the outside.
Bullshit, I'm coming with you.
Aside from everything else, this is a huge story. Somebody needs to make sure it gets out. No matter what happens.
Don't talk like that.
We gotta go.
Call Chuck. Make sure he's standing by with his chopper. And watch your back.
The others begin to file out. Garth pauses.
Might have to hold the handle down a couple seconds for it to flush.
Jill stands in the middle of the living room as the others leave. George's car rolls into a lot. Caption, 12 hours 20 minutes 22 seconds to Afterlife execution. The group exits the car. George leans toward Sandra.
Hey, just so you know, my daughter's chipped. How'd you get yours?
They file into a building.
Fortune City. Second outbreak. I was in Army Intelligence with a quick response unit. Their hack websites, block reports, jam the media the brass didn't like. Desk job, right? Zombie outbreak isn't the kind of party you want to arrive at early. Anyway, the Army ran me out, so I went freelance. Until Chase found me. He was the first guy in years that didn't treat me like a leper. Made me go legit. Bastard.
They walk past machinery. Chase lifts a hand to his ear.
How's our connection?
We're good.
They turn to walk down some metal stairs. Pipes of all different sizes weave through the warehouse. Chase clicks on his flashlight as they descend the steps. They move past more machinery to another flight of stairs. The light from a flashlight illuminates a dark corridor. They walk slowly through. George moves forward to walk with Chase.
You sure your girl's up for this?
She's good to go. You sure you can get us in that hospital?
I have the access code to the emergency exit. We're good.
Okay, then.
Chase pulls a dolly stacked with crates away from a door.
Security access. Connects the old and new systems.
He opens the door.
Through here? We're on the inside.
Sandra nods, then looks to Garth. He tips his head and smiles. Chase shines a light into the doorway. Holding up an assault rifle, Garth steps through slowly. As Sandra passes, Chase puts a hand on her shoulder.
Stay close to Garth.
George steps through the doorway. Chase takes one last look behind. He steps in and shuts the door. Figures holding flashlights descend some steps at the far end of a dark hallway. The lights shine through a barred metal door. As the lights move closer, the door is revealed to be swung open. Chase holds up his shotgun as he leads the group through the door.
How far till we reach anything hostile?
A mile? 100 yards? Behind that corner?
They look around cautiously. Their lights illuminate pipes running along the ceiling of the hall. Their silhouettes begin to turn a corner in the distance. One of them shines a light behind them before disappearing into the turn. At Garth's place, Jill sits in the kitchen and works on a laptop. Her screen is full of news articles. A headline reads, "Susan Ingott takes reins at Phenatrans." Jill whips her head around to look behind her. She closes the laptop, rips a page out of a notebook, and grabs her gun. She runs outside to the back. The front door bursts open. Armed men in tactical gear file in. The man from the bar walks in and approaches the kitchen table.
Find out what's on those laptops.
He heads to the open back door. As he steps outside, he looks around. He reaches into his pocket and takes out his phone.
Tell me you have Chase Carter in custody.
I'm afraid not. We'll sweep for intel.
I'd like to expand our ass to the rest of this team.
I don't think we have a choice.
Thank you, sir.
Joe leans hidden behind a fence.
Central, this is Smith. I'd like to add two new targets, Garth O'Toole and Jill Ekman. They're both newly infected and are at a high risk to turn. They do not have chips or access to Zombrex. Lethal force is authorized.
The man walks back inside. Jill stays behind the fence, the edge of the building just inches away. In the tunnels, three flashlights shine down a hallway. Chase searches the darkness, his weapon drawn.
Guy wasn't here yesterday.
They see a headless corpse.
Who would do that?
Survivors? Gang members? Who knows?
Sandra eyes the corpse warily. They continue down the hall.
Stepping through. Chase?
Yeah.
Maybe I should take point.
Be my guest.
George steps ahead of the group and they pass another body on the ground. Chase looks behind, then back ahead. He slows to a stop.
Wait.
What is it?
Garth stares intently straight ahead and takes a step back. Darkness obscures the far end of the passage.
We need another round.
Do you know another round?
Not as well as I know this one. Let's go, Garth, come on.
They all turn and begin to walk back the way they came.
Sandy, watch our six.
Holding up her gun and flashlight, Sandra walks backward as they go.
Stay tight.
A woman stands alone in a park looking out at a dock. A man in a long coat approaches. She turns to meet him.
I've never seen the network respond like this. They're scared shitless.
Will they support us?
Well, the army listed you as infected. There are arrest warrants out. They're freezing your bank accounts. And our lawyers are terrified they're going to be moving from you guys to the network.
This is how they get rid of people. I need you to do something for me. I'm going to draw their attention. I want them fixated on me, not Chase. When they come and check whatever story I tell them, I need you to have my back.
You're drawing this to you. That's suicide.
I said you had to look out for your reporters. This is how.
The network is not going to go for
not
any of this.
The network. You. I need your help. We need your help.
Jill stares at the editor.
They're coming for us, and we can either lay down or fight back.
The editor takes a breath, then looks down. They stand alone along the water. In the tunnels, Garth opens a barred metal door. Caption: 7 hours 11 minutes 19 seconds to afterlife execution. The group moves in slowly, their weapons drawn.
Do you have any idea where we're going?
Approximately. Hey, you smell that?
Yeah, it smells like rotting corpse.
No, it's something else.
Garth takes a step, then falls to the floor. He's dragged up to the ceiling and swings upside down.
Freeze!
She shines a light. Chase turns.
Ah! Get your fingers off. Drop it.
Drop it.
Put it down!
The man aims his gun at Chase.
Let's go! Let's go!
Drop it.
He pushes Chase against a wall.
Hey, what? Something you want to say? Don't take it easy, all right? We're not a threat.
Skinner enters.
Not yet, you're not. You need to know the password.
I got your password right here. Right between my legs.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, that's nice.
He picks up Garth's gun.
You like that? There's a new one.
He pushes Garth, sending him swinging.
Talking pinata.
Garth grabs him.
I'll fucking
you might want to let go!
Good. All right. Question the foul mouth. If he doesn't talk, leave his body by the junction. Keeps he distracted for a bit. Let's move him inside. Let's find out who these assholes are. Move.
Hey, you gotta cut me down, guys. Let's go!
All right.
Move, yeah.
Chase stumbles.
I'll bite your dick off, you motherfucker. You better hope I never see you again.
See, he's coming.
The woman throws her coat. She grabs a baseball bat.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk.
Okay.
A person in a gas mask pours liquid into a beaker as the group enters. Lab equipment and plastic jugs of chemicals fill the room. The lab tech removes his mask and the man with the gun throws a bag to the side. He shoves George. George stumbles into the lab tech's grasp. They turn to face Skinner.
Who are you?
Sandra and Chase glance at each other.
We work for Lions.
Bullshit.
You want to piss him off twice in 1 week?
And what do you know about that?
Skinner moves close.
I wonder what he told.
He holds a knife to Chase's neck.
There are a lot of ways a man can die in this city. Z would lick your bones clean before anyone even thought to look for you.
That'd be a mistake. Heard you don't like running prisoners. Let us go, you won't have to. No more Rand, no more deliveries.
You're taking out the dock.
That's right.
Nah, No, I don't think so.
He pulls his knife away.
Now, Rand does the sickest, most twisted shit you've seen for years, and nobody says a thing. He's protected, even from the military.
Skinner holds the tip of his knife to Chase's chest. He steps back and moves to Sandra.
Who are you, really? I told you.
Skinner leans close to Sandra's face.
I'm talking to
her. He presses her against a pillar.
Where are you going, darling?
Hey!
He runs the blade of his knife up her leg.
Leave her alone!
Now if he talks again, shoot him.
The woman beats Garth.
Who the fuck are you? I
could do this all day.
I'll be honest with you. Lady boys in Bangkok drove me harder than that.
Yeah, was it something like this?
Skinner pulls Sandra's back to his chest. He snakes his hand under her shirt.
Get your fucking hands off me.
Skinner looks to Chase.
We're just gonna go someplace a little private. I'm gonna see what it takes to make her cry.
No!
He pulls her away. Chase looks to George.
Hey!
George raises a hand.
I'll tell you.
Chase flips a table. George punches the tech. Breaks a beaker, then stabs a shard into the armed man's eye. Garth grabs the woman's leg and trips her. A fire ignites on the lab floor. Sandra punches Skinner and he slams her against the wall and to the ground. The tech aims a gun at George. George leaps to the side. Garth and the woman struggle over the bat. He pulls the bat across her neck, then twists his body. She falls limply to the floor. He pulls a knife from her boot, then crunches up to reach his ankles. Chase tackles Skinner. George hides behind equipment as the stabbed man shoots. A bullet pierces a tank. Garth enters.
What'd you guys tell without me?
The stabbed man is riddled with bullets. The tech shoots from the side and Garth turns. The tech falls. Chase grapples with Skinner on the floor. Sandra grabs a knife and stabs Skinner between the legs. The fire grows. She twists the knife. Garth spots tanks leaking gas.
Chase, we got a boogie!
They run. The knife sticks out from Skinner as he lies on the floor. In the hall, an explosion pushes them forward. Smoke swirls through the air. Chase crawls to the others.
Sandra!
Our gear! All of our gear!
Did they get the flash drive?
It's in my pocket.
Come on. We gotta get out of here.
Chase grabs his fallen flashlight and they run out. They emerge into an intersecting hallway and double over coughing. Chase looks up and shines his flashlight down the passage. A horde of zombies approaches.
We gotta move! Come on!
They run in the opposite direction. The zombies step into the light and stop to look down the hall toward the lab. Chase and the others slow down, then stop to turn and watch the horde.
Stop.
A zombie turns.
What the hell is that?
It charges.
Run!
The zombie quickly gains on the group and it tackles Garth to the ground. Chase runs back to him. The zombie bites into Garth's chest. Chase punches it off. George goes to hold the zombie down while Chase begins to stomp its head. It goes still. Chase looks closer. Another zombie runs down the hall. As they pass through a room, Chase takes a pickaxe from a body lying on the floor. The decaying body looks up sharply, then pushes up. It charges Chase, who swings the axe at its skull.
This way!
Where?
This way!
Garth runs upstairs. Chase hacks at another zombie. George grabs a wrench from a wall and uses it to smash a zombie's head.
Get that door open!
Garth hammers at the knob. Chase axes another zombie. The knob finally breaks and Garth shoulders through the door, the others following behind. They shut the door on a charging zombie. Garth moves from the door and winces as he puts a hand on his chest.
What the hell are those things?
I don't know. They're gonna be a bitch to deal with.
Since when does Zeus move that fast?
Hey, Garth. Garth. Are you still okay? That's what you mean by okay. I'll live, baby. I live.
Garth presses his hand over his chest.
Garth. Shit. You're bit. Let's get you some Zombrex.
Sandra digs through a backpack and gives a box to Garth. He takes a large syringe from the box.
Oh, shit. I always knew this day would come, huh?
He jabs the syringe into his thigh. Sandra unwraps a bandage. She puts it on his chest.
You gotta put pressure on it.
Okay. It's like the goddamn thing's evolved.
It had a tattoo on its neck. Like an ID number. And that's not evolution.
There's only one logical explanation.
They look at George.
I'm phenotrans.
I knew nothing about them. You think I would have come down here if I knew they were there? And you're the expert. Now we're stuck down here with none of our...
He turns to Chase.
That was your ruse. That's on you.
You're blaming this on me.
That was your ruse.
You would be dead if it wasn't for him.
I just killed a guy out there. So did you. Those were people, not zombies. That was never part of the plan.
Oh, so you'd rather have clean hands and no head?
Did that make you feel better? No, it wouldn't make me feel better.
So what?
That's not what I'm saying.
What do we want?
Hey,
we
have
what
hey stop! 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 First time around, I didn't have any gear either. But I survived. We need to remember the reason we're down here. 1.5 million lives. And we're running out of time. We gotta stick together.
Right. Sorry, guys. You're right.
Sorry.
Garth keeps his eyes on George, brows furrowed. Chase picks up a saw blade and turns to the group.
We need to build some weapons.
Chase solders something onto a long rod while Sandra hammers at a long nail. Garth holds out a nail gun and pulls the trigger. George slides two saw blades onto a rod followed by pitchfork-shaped prongs. A sharpener runs along the edge of a single blade then along a saw blade. Chase examines a saw blade axe while Sandra hammers nails around a makeshift spear. Garth sorts through smaller makeshift weapons at his table. Elsewhere, Jill leans against the front of a building. The blonde woman walks by.
Ms. Engott? I'm Jill Eklund from UBN. We're running a story on afterlife for the next 24 hours.
George Hancock suffers from severe psychiatric problems, including paranoid delusions. He's on medical leave. If you exploit him for ratings, our lawyers will bury you.
There are two versions of the story. In one, the army took your technology and used it to massacre a million people. In the other, Phenotrans built afterlife from the ground up. Which do you think I should...
Ingot turns.
When Lions comes for you, you're gonna need friends.
She gets into a car. The car drives off. Chase and the others move to an exit door and walk into the sunlight. They appear around a corner, weapons hoisted on their shoulders, and walk past abandoned cars. Chase looks to Sandra.
Hey. We'll get there.
When we do, what if I can't freeze it?
You're the best hacker I know.
I'm the only hacker you know.
Okay, you'll improvise. Look, I know you. You walk around with a chip, act like it's nothing. You're stronger than anyone I know. That I dragged you into this.
Chase, you didn't drag me anywhere. I came here on my own. But next time, just do dinner and a movie.
He smirks. Ingot and a man stand on a rooftop.
Lions won't stop. Best case scenario, he kills our customers and doesn't get caught, Phenotrans will be destroyed. Worst case, he finds a way to frame us for it. Decides he doesn't need us anymore and puts us in whatever shallow grave he dug for those reporters.
You think he'd kill you?
She stares, lips pursed.
Do you know what the key to Phenotrans' strength is, Rogers? Not money, not research or patented technology. It's fear. Zombie terror and the world's utter dependence on us for an antidote. That's how we survive. As soon as Lyons destroys the virus, you will release a new strain from our stock. The brand has given us a few to choose from.
You know, there are a lot worse things than losing a company.
Not to me.
The Quarantine Zone, caption, 5 hours 42 minutes 12 seconds to afterlife execution.
Do you think coming in here is going to get you off the hook? With who? Humanity, God, whatever.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Well, they won't.
So I saved my sister.
Damn, so it's easier to just dig that chip out of her.
Just let another million people die?
They stop and face each other.
Oh, bullshit, man.
That's your attitude. What are you doing here? Atonement. Same as you, but I'm not kidding myself. I know it's not going to make a lick of difference.
What's your problem?
My problem? Is that they might need you. So I can't just put a nail in your head and move on with my life.
If we head north, we can reach the VA hospital in about a mile.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Shit! Quick! Get inside!
They run as a large black military vehicle turns the corner. They run into the darkness of an open parking garage. The vehicle drives slowly down the street before turning into the same garage. The group weave through parked cars. The vehicle stops in the entry ramp and people jump out. Chase glances back.
Here.
They all move to crouch behind a car. The shadows of two figures move along the far wall. Garth leans his head against the car door with his eyes closed and breathing from his mouth. Walking down the ramp, the silhouetted figures shine the lights from their weapons. The group watches their shadows on the wall. The group all turn their heads to look behind. The figures begin walking back. The vehicle backs up the ramp and onto the street. Chase searches the surrounding darkness of the garage. Red light illuminates the floor as he ignites a flare.
Oh, shit.
He looks back to the garage entrance and sees a zombie ambling between the cars.
We gotta move. Let's go!
They stand. Sandra takes a step back. A zombie claws at a window from inside a car. Looking around, the group sees zombies approaching from all directions. A few of the zombies run over the hoods of cars. A zombie tackles Chase.
Chase! Hang on!
Garth bats the zombie off and Chase scrambles back. Sandra trips another zombie then beats it repeatedly with her weapon. George spears an attacker to the ground then uses his weapon as a bludgeon. Garth shoots nails directly into zombies' heads. Garth suddenly stumbles back. Chase yells as more zombies appear. The group retreats. Chase turns to swipe his axe at a following zombie and then at another. A zombie tackles Garth to the ground. They struggle before the zombie goes still. Garth lies open-eyed and motionless on the ground as the zombie leaves. Another zombie approaches him but then continues past. Chase slides over a car and slices at an attacker. As Sandra runs, a zombie leaps and tackles her to the ground. George pushes a zombie away with the end of his weapon, backed into a car. Chase swings open the car door into a zombie's face and he kicks another away. Garth's body begins to move, his eyes dark. A second zombie tackles the first off Sandra. Chase gets into the car. Sandra strikes a flare. She sticks the burning end of the flare into the zombie's mouth. Sparks begin to fly out the back of the zombie's skull. She pushes him off.
Head for the door.
Chase turns the ignition. Garth stands at the passenger window. Chase's eyes go wide. A zombie climbs through the rear window. Chase accelerates the car backward and zombies fall off the front of the car. Chase backs into another car. George swings at a zombie. Sandra crawls underneath a truck and out the other side. She stands. Chase looks and sees her standing at a door across the garage. George emerges from below the truck, zombies behind. The two disappear through the door. A zombie jumps on the hood of the car and slams its head against the windshield. Chase speeds forward. The zombie's head breaks through the glass and Chase punches it repeatedly. The car crashes and sends the zombie flying. Chase looks through the front window. The zombie leaps onto the car and climbs through the broken windshield. Chase beats the zombie's head with his flashlight. He begins to maneuver himself into the backseat. He jabs his weapon into the zombie's skull. The zombie's head falls forward. Chase climbs out the back window. He swings at a charging zombie. He turns and sees zombie Garth. His axe lodges in Garth's head. He removes the axe, Garth's brain exposed. Chase glances behind then begins to run. A zombie jumps over a car and follows. Chase slides underneath the truck and crawls to the other side. He runs through the door and slams it shut. He grabs a metal rod and slides it through the door handles. He looks through the small door window as the zombies pound on the other side of the glass. He moves to press his back against the wall. After a moment, he takes something from his pocket and puts it in his ear.
Sandra? Sandra!
Taking out his flashlight and turning it on, he begins ascending the garage stairs. The zombies continue to claw at the door window. A light shines through another door window and Chase peeks through. He opens the door and steps in. He looks around cautiously as he goes. He stops just short of a connecting hallway and peeks over the corner. He shines the flashlight down the long corridor and begins walking down. As he nears the end of the hallway, he turns. A zombie charges from the other side of the hall. Chase slides on his knees and flips the zombie with his axe. He swings his weapon down. Another zombie pins him to the wall. He pushes it off then slices the top of its head. He looks back down the hall then runs from two more approaching zombies. He reaches a pair of escalators and sees more zombies running up. He kicks one down the stairs. He slices his axe at others as they get close. He hops on the central railing and slides down, axe up. The heads of passing zombies fly off. He flies forward and axes another. He turns to run back up the escalator but sees more zombies descending. He swings at one then jumps to another escalator on a lower level. A zombie jumps from above. The end of Chase's weapon spears through its torso. He kicks the zombie down and his weapon with it. Two zombies grab Chase and they pull him to the steps. More zombies surround and grab at him. Zombies collapse on the steps. A woman below holds a shotgun. She grabs a fire extinguisher from the wall and bludgeons a zombie's face. Its skull splatters on the floor. She turns to look at Chase.
Jordan?
Come with me.
The park, caption 4 hours 31 minutes 42 seconds to afterlife execution.
Anybody try to follow you?
I don't think so.
I need you to trust me with something.
What?
Somebody you need to talk to.
A man in a suit approaches.
Set me up.
No. Stop.
Relax. I'm on your side. I got a story for you.
Rogers faces Jill.
A couple years ago, Army decides to start using Zombrex chips as weapons. So they build a Black Ops site inside Mission City so they can test them and run the program once it's operational.
Afterlife. I know this already.
Yeah, what you don't know is when the failsafe idea first came up, Ingot and Lyons made a deal. Okay? Dr. Leo Rand, who is head of research at InnoTrans, is put in charge of making Afterlife happen. In return, Rand gets to use human test subjects for basically anything he wants to in a secret facility, and nobody is watching.
What's he working on?
Presumably a cure, but only Ingot know that for sure. For 2 years, he's been in there torturing and killing his subjects. But Ingot doesn't want to stop him because she thinks he's on the verge of a breakthrough. She's hoping hits the jackpot before the Army pulls the plug. This is footage of the tests and documents linking Ingot to them.
He holds up a flash drive. Jill takes it.
It's disturbing. It's criminal. But there's more than enough on there to bury her.
Why come to me?
Ingot's willing to do anything she has to save her company, even mass murder. She's reached a line I'm not willing to cross. Finotrans needs a change of leadership right now.
Rogers looks at the two of them before walking off. A professional kitchen. The woman walks in and slams something onto a counter. Chase walks in behind her.
Are you okay? What happened to you?
She pulls bars from the metal shelving.
They told me you were dead.
She grabs a roll of duct tape.
They said you'd been infected and turned while in custody. And that they were forced to terminate.
She tapes around the bar and a cleaver.
I didn't believe it. I ran the story with the footage that you left me. But they discredited me. They labeled me a conspiracy theorist. I pushed for an investigation, but they deemed it a matter of national security. And Lyons skated.
She pauses, her hair falling in her face.
And everything about Project Watchtower was classified. I failed you.
He reaches for her shoulder and she jumps.
I'm so sorry, Jordan.
She turns to look at him, her hair and clothes disheveled. Chase stares back.
I found these guys in the hall.
A woman rushes forward past two men. They hug.
You made it.
There are infected everywhere.
George and a man with gray hair stand to the side.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Where's Garth?
Zombrex didn't work. He turned.
She looks to George, who shakes his head.
It's not the same virus. Sandra, I need Jordan.
Facing away, Jordan stiffens.
Jordan Blair?
I was done for. She came out of nowhere and saved me.
Sandra moves toward her.
Jordan. I'm Sandra. Where have you been?
Jordan stares.
Rand's hospital.
Sandra turns to the man with gray hair.
There was a breach. Eight of us got out. Down to two now.
He reveals a wound on his forearm.
You're right about the Zombrex. Doesn't work. But we won soon. He's insane, Rand. Experimenting on healthy human subject.
Flashes of Jordan on an operating table.
injecting them with new strains of the virus?
He's creating new specimens that are faster, stronger. We were lucky to be part of the control group.
Jordan gazes into the distance.
Ran definitely had his.
A flash of a bald man looking down at Jordan.
This is going to stay a bit.
I hate to be the asshole here, but we're running out of time. Where was that breach?
Wart C.
Son of a bitch. That was our way in.
Chase and Jordan meet each other's eyes.
It's sealed off. We come up through the tunnels underneath the building.
Can you lead us back in?
I don't think that's such a good idea. I'm running out of time.
The man indicates his wound. Sandra tugs Chase's arm.
We need her, Chase.
I can't make her go back in there. It's my fault what happened to her.
Over a million lives are at risk and the clock is ticking. This isn't about you or me or her. We have to do something and we have to do it fast, no matter how difficult this may be.
Jordan remains facing away, Chase and Sandra in the background. She turns to face them.
A million lives?
Yeah.
Sandra moves closer.
More than a million, actually. Jordan, they're planning on killing everyone who has a chip.
Sandra pulls her jacket from the small black patch on her shoulder. Jordan turns away and takes a deep breath. She bites at her lips. She wipes roughly at her mouth, then turns and walks toward the counter. She picks up her newly made weapon.
I'll take you.
Chase gazes at her with a smile. She begins walking and the others grab their weapons and follow. She pauses to share a look with a man with gray hair before walking on. He remains a lone figure in the kitchen as he watches them leave. They file out of the building and walk past an overturned car on the street. Jordan keeps her gaze down as the others scan their surroundings. Rubble and debris litter the sidewalk. Jordan leads the way past a series of columns. Caption: 1 hour 3 minutes 13 seconds to afterlife execution. Jordan stares ahead as she comes to a stop and Chase follows her gaze. A decrepit hospital building stands before them.
You don't have to go in there.
She shakes her head, eyes wide.
From here we go in the tunnels.
Chase watches as she begins walking off. He and the others follow. They emerge from a door at the top of some stairs and briskly begin walking down. Jordan pulls a low grate away from an opening in a wall. She steps through the opening. As Chase follows, the light of his flashlight illuminates the smooth, narrow passageway. A door opens into a dark, empty garage. The group files out the door. Jordan turns to face the others.
This is it. We're in.
She leads the way forward.
Rain keeps his failures on the lower levels. Your servers are above them.
As they walk, Jordan moves to hold her weapon with both hands. The others shine their flashlights around the darkness. As they approach a chain-link fence, Jordan slows and turns, bringing a finger to her lips. She begins walking slowly through a narrow section lined on both sides with fencing. Zombies claw on the opposite sides of the fencing as the group walks through. Jordan picks up the pace and marches quickly to a building door at the end of the way. She opens the door and a figure moves inside. She goes in. Sandra and George eye the zombies as they pass. Chase waits at the door holding it open.
Come on.
Chase walks inside. His flashlight shines on two bodies in military uniforms on the ground. Jordan looks down at the figures. She pulls something from one of the uniforms. Chase shares a look with Sandra. Jordan leads them up a flight of stairs. Servers stand in rows as she reaches the top. The rest of the group follows slowly. Caption: 44 minutes 35 seconds to afterlife execution. Two soldiers walk down a hall. Jordan's legs step into view. They turn. One soldier is knocked out and the other pushed to the wall. Chase holds up a gun.
Move.
Sandra walks down the hall quickly. She opens the front of a server.
How long?
If what Hancock told me is correct, not long.
She inserts the USB. They approach a table of computers, Chase keeping his gun on the soldier.
Okay.
Sandra works at a computer.
Alarms are down. Security should be blind.
George moves in and begins to type. Sandra returns to the keyboard. A tab on the screen shows the afterlife execution countdown falling behind the malware upload time. In another building, a security alert flashes on a computer screen.
What might you be?
At the server farm, Jordan stands to the side, images of soldiers dragging her and of a hovering bald man, Rand, flash in a haze. Her eyes go wide. She begins stepping backward before turning and walking down the hall. The captive soldier watches and George turns to see her just as she breaks into a run. The other building.
What have you got?
Sir, there's a security breach in the Project Afterlife lab.
We'll get them out of there and lock down the fire.
George turns to the others.
Chase, Jordan just took off. She just ran.
And you let her go?
Let her go.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Let her go? Am I supposed to be watching her? Think I'm gonna derail?
The malware upload stops.
They're onto us. Someone on the outside is sending in countermeasures.
Shit. You didn't think the army would notice?
Shut up!
Can you get past it?
Yeah.
Arms reach out from cell doors in a long hallway. Jordan creeps to the guard and slashes her weapon.
She went after Rand.
She runs down the hall. Chase and Sandra lock eyes. He turns briefly to glance down the hall behind.
Sandra, I'm sorry, but I have to go after her.
Sandra looks at him, then stands to move closer.
I know how much she means to you. Just go.
I'll come back for you.
If I beat the clock.
You will.
They kiss. He keeps her gaze, then turns to run down the hall.
It's all very touching.
A woman in underwear lies on an examination table, wriggling against restraints. A person in a white coat and gloves operates on her abdomen. The top of Jordan's head peeks through a window in the door behind. She looks at the back of a bald-headed man. She enters and jabs her weapon into his back. She makes to attack again but looks down at an unknown man's face. She turns to the bound infected woman. A taser is held to Jordan's neck. She falls. Rand steps forward. The server farm. Caption: 21 minutes 10 seconds to afterlife execution.
They've got remote access. How can I disconnect them?
She looks down at the soldier.
You're about to kill 1.5 million people. People! Not zombies.
They're infected.
You're disgusting.
Afterlife may be ugly, but it's necessary.
She continues to type.
What happens when the next virus hits? And the one after that? You're just gonna keep killing people that get sick?
If the disease could wipe out my entire family, yeah.
She shakes her head, then turns back to the computer.
We're running out of time. Give me the shortcuts.
George raises a gun.
I got a chip in my shoulder and nothing to lose, so you're going to give me root access and tell me everything I need to know, or my last seconds on Earth will be spent blowing your head off. But don't worry. Afterlife will still happen just the way you wanted it to. You're willing to kill me to save humanity. Are you willing to make the same sacrifice?
None of us want to kill anybody, but I will.
The soldier closes his eyes.
There's a telnet port open in the network security appliance. We use it for local management. Password is West40@symbol.
Sandra darts to the keyboard.
You can use it to
gain control and stop them from tunneling into the LAN.
The thing was never designed to counter an attack from the inside.
The malware upload speeds ahead of the afterlife execution countdown.
What's your name?
Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Elsewhere, a hand clicks at a keyboard.
They're circumnavigating our firewall by island hopping.
Damn it.
Sir, the attack's coming from inside our local network.
They have physical access?
Yeah.
Stop them.
Lyons raises a phone to his ear.
This is Lyons. I have a priority strike. The target code name is Eagle Ride. Destroy
a runway.
Copy that. Time to target 15 minutes.
A jet plane lifts off. Elsewhere, Rand approaches a bound figure.
Now this is going to sting a bit.
He injects a substance into the person's arm. Jordan writhes on the table.
When we're done, what's the fastest way to the roof?
Freight elevator. Goes direct. You guys are taking me with you, right?
Your intel isn't bullshit.
They're uploading something to Afterlife. I can't stop it, but I can throttle their upload speed.
Do it now.
The malware upload falls behind Afterlife.
Shit. They're throttling the upload speed. This is taking too long. Way too long. I need to speed this up.
Chase climbs a flight of stairs. He turns into a hallway of cells with a guard lying on the floor. He runs past the arms reaching through the cell doors. Caption: 8 minutes 40 seconds to afterlife execution. Rand looks down at Jordan's still form. Chase appears behind him aiming a gun.
Jordan?
Rand turns and straightens up.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the guy who's gonna kill you if you don't get the fuck out of my way.
I asked you a question.
Chase stares. Rand shrugs and turns.
Go ahead.
Chase presses a finger to his ear. In the server farm, Sandra does the same.
Or find out why you shouldn't.
Rand points at a cart.
What'd you give her?
Chase approaches the cart and picks up a vial.
What's RXX-22?
I'm looking, Chase.
She pulls up a search bar.
Another virus?
A purpose. Now we all die eventually, but some of us, like her, get a chance to do something meaningful with it.
She's not a lab rat.
No, that is exactly what she is. And if you disconnect this IV, she will die within 2 minutes, so just step away.
Keep him talking.
A list of failed test IDs and dates fill the screen.
I've been working with her for 2 years. For 2 years, I've been keeping her alive, so fuck off!
Rand moves so his forehead presses against the barrel of Chase's gun.
I die, the cure dies with me.
Chase looks at Jordan's still form, then at the vital signs monitor. He slowly pulls his gun away.
The coin drop.
Rand turns. Lyons.
The second this thing is over, I want you to wipe everything. Root directories, everything. You know the protocol?
Yes, sir.
Lyons pulls out his phone.
Where are you?
We're heading into the containment zone. We believe Carter's there.
I understand. Start sanitation procedures immediately.
Rand.
Time is up. Question is this: does she mean more to you than the whole human race? You're not saving people. You're killing them.
Afterlife isn't a cure, it's genocide.
And you think that is my idea?
The army gave up on finding a cure. And
Phenotrans doesn't want to find one. Show me a pharmaceutical company that does. Virus is more profitable than cancer.
I needed live subjects to better understand the disease. Afterlife was a means of providing them. When you honestly think things don't die in the name of science, people die.
Chase raises his gun.
Not today.
Yes, her, today. She's it. This is all coming down. This thing is over. She is the last chance to save the human race.
Chase looks away and lowers his weapon. He places the gun on the table.
If you die here, people will remember you as a monster.
I'm a reporter. I can tell your story.
Why do you really think I give a shit about what people think? You think this is about ego? If we do nothing, this virus will wipe us all out completely. This is about survival. This is about salvation.
Salvation? What salvation? This test? It's meaningless, okay? Because no one's ever gonna fucking see it. You know, once they enact afterlife, they're gonna destroy this place. And everything that you have done here will be for nothing. Nothing. Give me the antidote, and I will take you and your research out with us. Your results, your data, whatever you want.
Jordan jerks on the table.
Jesus Christ, Rand. You're killing her!
Yeah, I'm trying as hard as I goddamn can, and I hope I fail. Because if she survives death, then there is hope.
Chase looks down into Jordan's face.
Best thing about this virus? Victims can't die.
Chase looks from Jordan's face to Rand. On Sandra's screen, the malware upload time lags behind Afterlife.
This is going too slow. Oh.
She looks down at the gun next to the keyboard. She picks up the weapon.
Hancock!
She jumps up and looks down an aisle.
Others saw disease.
Rand picks up a box of vials.
I saw a miracle. With small adjustments to the RNA, the virus, in theory, could coexist with human tissue. That is a permanent form of regeneration. Cells that never die.
You're talking about immortality.
That is the cure. And she is the research. The only way to test it is to kill the subject.
You really are fucking crazy.
George enters the room. He raises a gun. Chase stares in shock. George leans down and takes the box from Rand.
There it is. Chase, you ever had $1 trillion in your hand? Me neither.
Why?
Eternal life. Endless.
George raises his gun. Chase ducks to the side. George leaves. Chase stands cautiously, then grabs his gun. He goes to Jordan's side.
Jordan.
Successful tests pop up on Sandra's search list.
Chase,
the antidote is RDD1.
She checks the malware upload, which still lags behind Afterlife.
Do you have a toolbox?
You can't manually speed up a network.
I said, do you have a fucking toolbox?
In there.
She runs to the locker. She pulls out some pliers, then opens a box containing emergency Zombrex. She grabs the medicine and runs back to the desk. A jet flies through the air. George approaches a security desk with a monitor of the cell hallway. He types on a keyboard, then presses a large red button. The cell doors swing open. Infected rush out and run down the hall. A security alert pops up on a screen. Todd stands.
Shit. We gotta go. We gotta go now.
Chase, we're about to have-
Chase looks through a cabinet of vials.
Where are we on
the malware lags behind by seconds.
I'm down to the wire.
You said you take me with you. We gotta get to the roof. Let's go!
She looks back from the computer. Chase examines a vial. Eyes on the screen, Sandra reaches for the patch on her shoulder. 1 minute 41 seconds remain until the afterlife execution with the malware still lagging behind. She picks up the pliers and feels around her shoulder. She jabs the pliers into her shoulder.
Jeez.
Chase holds up a vial and fills a syringe. Shadows move at the far end of a hallway. Todd grabs the gun from the desk and aims it. Sandra drops the pliers and pulls out a chip from under her skin. She throws it onto the desk. She turns to Todd.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's not personal.
Fuck you!
We'll die if we stay here.
He looks to the side.
Shit.
He shoots down two zombies.
We gotta go now! We gotta get to the roof!
I'm not done!
He aims his gun down the hall.
God damn it! We can't beat it! Let's save ourselves at least!
Zombies burst into the operating room. They run to Jordan and Chase bangs the window in the next room.
Hey! Hey!
He locks the door as they rush over.
Come on! Come on, let's go! We gotta go!
We're not leaving until I'm done.
We gotta go!
Fight them off!
The malware jumps ahead.
Yes.
A zombie sprints toward them.
Fuck!
The malware upload completes and a password input field appears.
You can't save them! You're wasting time! We gotta go!
She enters the password and receives a message aborting afterlife execution. Todd shoots at more infected. Sandra picks up her weapon and swings at another zombie. Two zombies tackle Todd to the ground. In the other building, Lion sees the aborting notification. He picks up his phone.
Destroy it.
Destroy it all. Affirmative. Locking on coordinates.
Sandra jabs at an elevator button. The door closes just before the zombies arrive. They claw at the door. A horde of zombies bites flesh from Todd's chest. A zombie headbutts the window in the operating room. Chase grabs a cleaver from a tray and the window shatters. He chops off the zombie's head. He rushes through the door, shoots one zombie, and punches another. He drives his cleaver into another skull then shoots. He hurls the cleaver at one's face and shoots at two more. One reaches him and he hits it with the butt of his gun. He pushes it off then throws the gun at another infected. He slams an operating light on the head of one zombie but another grabs him from behind. Chase swings his attacker onto another infected, grabs a large syringe and jabs it into a zombie's temple and shoves the zombie to the wall. He dives over a stretcher as a zombie jumps at him. Another zombie enters and he pins it to the wall with a stretcher. He grabs a lamp, swings at one zombie, then smashes the pinned zombie's head with the lamp's base. He uses the lamp to push another out the door, toppling a group of approaching infected. A zombie grabs him from behind. He pulls the cleaver from a corpse and slams the knife into his attacker's skull. Two zombies approach from either side. Chase picks up his axe then pulls a ceiling light and swings it at one's face. The other zombie tackles Chase to the ground. Chase crawls under a table and the zombie follows. Chase swings his axe at the zombie's face. He stands and axes another. He punches an infected, swings his axe, then chucks a vial at an attacker's face. He hops on a table then jumps bringing his axe down on a zombie. He turns and slashes another, smashes a jar on a zombie's face, then opens a locker door as a zombie approaches. He stabs a zombie's jaw then turns and swings his axe down as another attacks. The blade lodges in the bound infected woman's chest. Removing his weapon, his wide eyes search the room. He goes to where Jordan lies and pulls a syringe from his pocket. He holds the syringe high above his head then jabs it down into her chest. He presses the syringe plunger down with his thumb. He pulls back and Jordan jerks. Chase begins unbuckling her restraints. He pulls her up and looks into her wide eyes.
Jordan.
Chase.
run. Yeah?
He pulls her off the table and helps her out of the room. The infected woman wriggles on the table as they pass. The dangling ceiling lamp sparks. A jet flies through the air. Shaky hands hold a tube of Zombrex, then jab it into a thigh. Sandra tenses as she sits against a wall. She checks her shoulder wound. The elevator door begins to open and she jumps up with her weapon. She runs into a dark room, then checks behind her. She pushes through some doors into daylight. A helicopter lands on the building roof. She slashes a zombie as she runs. Chuck steps from the helicopter holding a gun as more zombies rush out through the door. Zombies fall. A pilot flies a jet.
1 minute to target.
Chase and Jordan push through the roof door. They sprint to the helicopter, swinging their weapons as they go. Jordan stabs a zombie, then leaves her weapon to run. Jordan and Chase reach the helicopter. Chuck grabs a zombie, then raises its head to the propellers. He's splattered with blood. Zombies continue to rush forward. The jet pilot.
Target acquired.
Chuck gets into the helicopter and the helicopter lifts off. Chase pats Chuck's shoulder.
Are you kidding me? I'll bring you there for my daughter? Thank you.
Chase looks to Jordan and Sandra. Jordan leans her head on Chase's shoulder and Sandra meets his eyes. The helicopter moves through the air. The zombies swarm on the roof. Missiles rain down on the building. The smoke raises up and fades to black. Caption: 93 minutes later. A light shines down a dark, damp passageway as a figure approaches. The figure steps out of the darkness and is revealed to be George, striding past holding a flashlight and Rand's box of vials. The light illuminates the end of the long hall before him. Two figures appear ahead.
George Hancock?
George's head whips back. He falls. The two people approach.
Leave him. Something will come along and eat him soon enough.
Yes, sir.
Both holding guns and flashlights, the man from the bar and a soldier walk past and continue down the hall. Blood pools around George's head as he lies on the floor. His fallen flashlight points at his hand still clutching the box. Fade to black. End credits. Unit Production Manager, Chris Foss. First Assistant Director, Patrick Weir. Second Assistant Director, Troy Scott. Cast: Chase Carter, Jesse Metcalf, Sandra Lowe, Maria Viropoulos, Hancock, Ian Tracy, Jordan, Keegan Connor Tracy, Jill, Jessica Harmon, Garth, Patrick Sabongi, Sue Ingot, Camille Sullivan, Captain Smith, Jim Torborn, Leon Rand, Billy Zane, General Lyons, Dennis Haysbert, Skinner, Teach Grant, Stark, Lee Majdub, Agarn, Sandy Robson, Zane, Donovan Stinson, Simon Collins, Peter Kellamies, Rogers, Ben Cotton, Dick, Viv Leacock, Samantha, Luvia Peterson, Todd, Stephen Lobo, Young Zombie Girl, Dakota Guppy, Military Technician, Curtis Lum, Alicia, Heather Roop, William, Jim Shield, Chuck Green, Victor Webster. One More Day, written by Rich Walters and Ryan Robbins. Performed by Super Cool Wagon. Stomp, written and performed by Rotalixo. Additional credits roll on screen. The producers wish to thank Zach Tucker Gaines, Jim Finn, John Inkiel, Nikki Goulas. Copyright 2016 DR2 Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. A red arrow speeds forward to meet three other arrows which approach from opposite directions. A word appears to the left. Contradiction. A silver Celtic shield knot rotates into view above the words Legendary Digital.